All right, so hey, welcome back to another episode of Mundane Mums, and I'm having my first attempt at introducing, and for some reason I just sat there getting very nervous about it. But so my name is Joni, and
I am Missy, and today I'm going to ask Joni, what is something mundane, what's a mundane thing you have done this week?
Okay, well, yesterday it was my birthday. And we really didn't do anything for my birthday.
Mundane birthday. Not sure.
It was a very mundane birthday. I was on form. But I did go to Hobby Lobby. We're kind of trying to fix up our house a little bit. It's an old house and it needs a lot of work doing to it. But it also kind of like, it's really the first house we've ever bought. So it needs kind of just decoration every now and again. And so since it was my birthday, I thought I could go look for something to decorate with. But we also bought a new dining room table, which I really like. Mm-hmm. It was used, but it kind of looks like an old British pub dining room table.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We have a baby down.
Yep, baby spill. There we go. We're good.
So I was at Hobby Lobby, and I'm really not much of a, like, I don't mind decorating walls and stuff like that, but I'm not much of a seasonal decorator. When I first got here, I thought it was quite odd that people decorated for more of the seasons of the year other than just Christmas.
But you're in the South.
I know, but since we do have people coming over for Thanksgiving, I thought it'd be nice to decorate my new pub table. So that was the mundane, boring thing that I have done this week. But it was kind of fun because I took two of the girls with me, and Vivian, who's five, it was like I'd just taken her to Santa's grotto. She was so excited about all the Christmas decorations, and she was on form yesterday, so she was fun to hang out with. So yes, so I have a new nicely decorated Christmas table, and I've
Thanksgiving table.
Sounds
like it is not fall. Yeah.
I have had to threaten my kids not to take anything from my table and just to leave it there, because every time I do anything nice, they insist on taking it. So,
That's happened with my decorations before too. Like I'm kind of opposite. I don't know. There's like something about the kid in me loves to decorate for every holiday, just about. You've noticed coming over my house, you're like, what are you doing here?
I know. I think I noticed you had pumpkins up last time I was at your house, and that was 3 weeks ago.
It was September, wasn't it?
Isn't it summer?
It feels like summer. But yeah, that's my decorations will disappear on me, and that's the problem having little kids, isn't it? Or even older kids that want to play with their decorations.
I know, so I'm trying to train them out of taking things. The other thing that they always do is they take the, if I refurbish something and put some nice door handles on my furniture, they'll take them. So lots of the furniture in my house doesn't have any door handles on them. So I'm
where do they put them when they take them?
We don't know. That piece of furniture you gave me with those really nice door handles, I don't know where they are.
But yeah, I did. I replaced each one of those with love and care.
And they're gone. We occasionally stumble across one. We're like, oh, this is where one of them goes. Okay, put it back, and we'll fix that later.
I mean, so they're like, they are like little flashy diamonds. I mean, it's like a little dragon with its treasure hoard.
They took the ones off out of our little toy cupboard thing that we have in our living room, mm-hmm. and they took the ones off the one where our TV is, and they just that's what they do. They just go along and take them. So I did start to replace some of those. You'd think the Queen was coming over for Thanksgiving. The planning I'm doing.
What's funny is normal people just do this every day to their homes, and we're like, it's got to be like something's happening to encourage us to give us that little extra boost.
One of the people that's coming over is our friend Ayunde, who's come to our house so many times in a mess now. I really don't feel like I have to decorate for him, so it's a good job he has other people joining him so that I will actually make an effort.
Well, I have a mundane thing I want to share. I just realized it was a Sunday morning, and we were all home and sitting in our mess of a house. Like, dishes were everywhere, you know, stuff's all strewn over the living room. And it's actually an old neighbor of mine. She used to live next door. They live somewhere else, but she said, hey, can I swing by and drop off this thing? She was gonna give me this rug, and it was just funny because like the look on like my face changes and looks at my husband. It's just like, oh man, what are we gonna do? Because it was like, all right, buy us time. I was like, oh, we'll come to you. She's like, are you sure? I got it in the truck. And I was like, all right, we can't, like, do that. It was, yeah, it would have been weird. So I said, all right, just give us an hour. And it was just like the most teamwork in my family in a long time. Everyone like scattering and clean, getting changed. Like it was also, I mean, it was also like almost 11 o'clock. We're in our pajamas at the breakfast table, which shows you how like our morning was going. We were really late. So, and I was literally coaching James, like, hide some dirty, larger dishes in the oven. And then, like, get those when you can. If you do wash them before she comes, you know, we'll get to them. So, like, I'm, like, real strategic. I get a laundry basket and putting all the kids' toys in there. We'll, like, go through it later. But, we had, like, James, like, you know, this was really kind of like a blessing because it reset our home. Like, really, so we could enjoy the rest of our Sunday. But we did. We got it ready in time.
Do you want me to get that around?
Yeah, I guess I should let the screaming baby out. But, we were able to reset our home, get it all put away for the day, and we even had some time to spare before she came over. So that was my mundane thing, is like flash cleaning. Have you ever had to do that where you just had to like clean really fast and a lot at once?
This morning, yes.
But me, I think I count as one of those people that can come over with, you know, CMS kind of thing.
I know.
This person couldn't, though. You know, her house is, you know, always really nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other day, our... Danny called me up and said, hey, can you go collect this thing from the church? And so I called up the church. I'm like, well, do I have to collect it today or can I collect it tomorrow? She's like, no, we can wait till tomorrow. I was like, good, because it was 5 o'clock in the evening. I was like, or 4:30 in the evening. So good, because I'm still in my pajamas. Everyone had to get dressed.
Do I have to get dressed today? Actually, I have a confession. The t-shirt I'm wearing for you was the one I slept in last night. I was getting ready to come. I was like, I think I'm just going to keep this. I changed my shorts, but...
Because I have to work in the morning, and I have, like, these standard, like, navy blue collared shirts that I just wear. I got them from Walmart for, like, $4. They're actually kid shirts, and they're a little bit tight, so they're, like, all business at the top, and then Frankie says, relax at the bottom, because they're, like, tight around my big fat gut. So I was wearing my work shirt still, but then I did still have my pajamas on the bottom.
So that worked. That was, yeah.
Anyway, so today's topic is we are sitting here enjoying lavender... shortbread. Yes. So our topic for today is all the English food that Missy likes to eat.
So let me just give you a little bit of background about myself. I was born and raised in Alabama, South Alabama, and then moved to basically central Georgia, like when I was in high school.
So obviously she's English.
Obviously. Well, also let me back up. I have spent my whole life in Alabama and Georgia. But my parents and half of my family is all from the north. So, like, I grew up in the south, but did not know anything about southern food. I knew of it, and I thought it was gross, half of it, because it wasn't the life that I had. I lived in Alabama, but had a lot of, like, Italian and Polish food all the time. So.
Oh, yeah. That,
So I had a tea party with some friends of mine on Friday, and I was like, I'm going to make lavender shortbread cookies. And, you know, I posted, like, one picture online. It was at my friend's house. We were hosting someone that, just to kind of meet this one, it was a friend's mom kind of thing. And just to kind of show her honor, like, oh, let's throw her a nice tea and get to know her better. Well, I make that, and I post a picture online of our tea spread. It's real fancy and all. And I think Joni's husband commented, oh, fancy. And I was like, yeah, that's the best us Americans can do. But it was making me laugh, because I feel like, tea parties, having a tea party for me is like the equivalent of playing dress up, like kind of thing. Like that's me as an adult playing dress up. It's like, let's have tea and pull out all the fancy dishes. And also, these are my leftover lavender shortbread cookies.
I know. So one of the things that when I moved here, people would say things. And when you're kind of going through culture shock, you have to really work hard not to be annoyed when people do nice things for you. But one of the things that I would show up and be like, oh, I made a trifle. And then you'd look at it and you're like, that's not a trifle. I don't know what that is, but that's not anything I've ever eaten. Or, you know, they're like, I've made it the but lavender.
So was trifle like layered cake with whipped cream?
Yeah, and then like it's usually got fruit and bananas in it, and traditionally people put sherry in it, but I don't even like it when you do that. It just ruins the taste of it. But yeah, my granny would, and we would never be allowed to eat it because she
too much rum,
douse it in sherry.
Yeah,
you could set fire to it. but yeah, there's a TV show, a British TV show called, it's actually called something different over here, might be the Great British Baking Show or something. And then I can't remember what it's called in England, but that's the kind of thing that they would make, is lavender shortbread.
Because
it's like traditional English, but with a twist. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing. But yeah, it kind of tastes nice. I would not have... it actually is... the smell of it is reminding me of my granny's...
You think you don't want to eat it. It smells like lavender. Like, she almost...
Do you do the same thing here, where you put lavender in a bag? Like a little sewn bag, like, and you keep it into your...
Unmentionables. Yeah. So that makes you like, yeah, you know, I would say an underwear draw, but for you, you call them bottoms, right? Or
what? Maybe we'll call it an underwear draw. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like I'm eating cookies from an underwear draw.
But the taste gives it a classic.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's a nice combination. So also, one of the things that I found on Facebook, a group called British... I don't know what it was called. Anyway,
we leave people out if you're not British.
A British food group, and when I found it, and then I realised people were posting all these classically British recipes, I was like, Missy would love this.
Started when I was pregnant with, is it this baby or another one?
Is it
one?
That long ago? Have I been in the group that long?
Well, I don't know. It was more of the idea of me realising how much British food I liked, because you guys were, I forgot, it was something, you're like, oh, you should try this. And like, I was pregnant, I like loved everything at the time. Like,
is it Toad in the Hole?
I don't know if it was that, or I think we were making a joke about kidney pie, and I'm like, that actually sounds good.
I remember that.
You know what I mean? My protein when I'm pregnant, that's all I ever want. So, but no, Toad in the Hole, I've learned to make that. My way. I hope it's the authentic. Did I make it for you?
No, I don't think you did.
Sent you pictures of what I've made and
tried. I've made it for a couple of people and getting varied feedback on whether or not they like it.
And it was like a mistake. Like your oven wasn't the right temperature. Something didn't happen well with it. It
didn't rise properly.
I liked it enough to make it myself though. And I did. I even did onion gravy one time. The last time I made it. Oh, so good. So, but the idea is like the joke is like. People that, I guess most Americans...
We should probably explain what Toad in the Hole is.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you explain
because
it.
You're never going to guess it.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with toads. But it's like sausage in a Yorkshire pudding batter.
Like, but like more of like a, I would say Italian sausage. Like, what kind of sausage? What I'm trying to explain to them. Like, more of those larger, you know, bratwurst type sausages.
Yeah. Well, you can use any sausage, but yeah. It's kind of a little bit fancy.
Oh, but then when you bake it in like, you know, explain how it rises up so lovely around. I mean, that's what's so good about it.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's just the ultimate comfort food. Like
just
nice
Google search.
Winter.
Just Google search what Toad the Hole is because it's kind of hard.
Yeah, and but it's nice. Some people like it.
So the British food group, it's like the more interested I was, it's like, oh, I like this. I kept liking all this food while I was pregnant and just trying different things. She's like, you should join this group and send me a nice little invite, you know? And so you have to answer. They have to go through a screening process on this Facebook group, like most places. And one of the things they made a thing about was like, we admire honesty. It was like, and I was like, all right, I shouldn't lie and say I'm not. Because one of the questions are you British, right? It was like, oh, do I like give it away? Do I give my identity away like that? Because then they might not accept me. But they were really big on honesty. So I was like, you know what? I can be honest. I can show them I've got the heart, you know? And so I told them, and I was declined.
Yeah, she's not allowed in the group. But I am, and I really like it.
Yeah, and so we always bring that up, and I'll never forget. I don't know why they didn't want a girl from South Georgia in their group, but you know.
They do tell you where you can get really good British food from. And that's how I found out about the fish and chip shop.
Yep.
So, yes, that's in Marietta, quite a long way away. We travelled an hour to go get fish and chips, and it was absolutely perfect. It tasted exactly like English fish and chips. And then when people say, so what's the difference? I don't know. Just it's different.
I'm just trying to think. So what are some other things? So far, I've learned to make, what are they, like fancy sandwiches? Is that what you call them? Cheese special. I'm sorry.
Fancy.
You know me, I like it fancy and dressing up for my grown-up tea party.
Cheese special is pretty basic, but it's good.
That was like the first thing I had where you're like, I don't know how you're going to feel about this. And I was like, I like it.
Oh, yeah. So, you came over pregnant and I was eating cheese and onion with mayonnaise sandwiches a lot, which is basically what cheese special is.
And I liked it. And I adopted that into my, you know, normal way of eating now. So there was that I tried. And then... What was there another thing to try that was just good?
the toad in the hole, like we said.
So a couple of years ago, my mum came over and she said, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we threw the girls a tea party? And it happened to be around my birthday. And then Missy, we were going to go to the Wetland Centre with a homeschool group that we were with. And so I said to mum, I said, I might just invite Missy along just because...
She's so lonely.
Yeah, because she's going to be coming this way anyway, so she could come and have this tea party with us and her kids would like it. So she ended up coming, and then the next year she somehow managed to wrangle my mom into throwing her a...
My own birthday tea party. I mean, like, I stole it from her own daughter, and I got a birthday tea on my... which is a month before Joni's birthday, so I don't... You know, just call me blessed, I guess.
So that's where Missy found out about the lemon drizzle cake.
Yes, yeah. And I attempted, to make it for Joni this morning, and, you know, I just didn't have lemons. I guess that's a mate. I had lavender. What if
you
lavender
also,
drizzle?
Also, you don't dip it in your tea.
Oh, I know. Okay, so me, I love to dip anything in tea. You know what I mean? Like, it's cupcake, bread, whatever it is, I like to dip in tea. Well, I remember, you know, her mom's here, and, you know, she's very, like, you know, she's got that wit about her, British wit, you know, and it's kind of a little intimidated by it. She's quiet, but you know she's, like, noticing things. Very nice lady, though. I'm not saying that. So, I was just, like, at this table, and I know my little, you know, pretend American fancy tea. Like, you know, like I always said, it's already, like, a dress-up party for adult women, but, how I do things. So I'm like, well, this is like official here. Like, what is she gonna, like, what if I'm doing something that's just not polite or, you know, not proper? And so I like go to dip, I think it was either lemon drizzle or Victoria sponge cake into my tea. And I just saw her little eyes like kind of cut down to, like, she could see, she didn't turn her head towards me, but her eyes glanced at me. And I was like, I've probably really done something foolish here. So the rest of the day I enjoyed my dry cake. And had my tea in a cup and sipped it that way because I did not want to, like, ruin it, you know? I didn't want to be like, oh, the silly American that is ruining her tea.
She's been asking all year for another birthday tea party, but can't have one.
This didn't happen, no. So, yeah, I've learned you don't dip. So what can you dip in tea?
Dip biscuits.
Only like cookies. Which, a.k.a. cookies. I've learned to have this, like, dual language thing with her. So
I know.
Biscuits are our cookies.
Yeah, and so when somebody says to you, do you want biscuits and gravy, that would actually be disgusting in England. Chicken gravy and some digestive biscuits.
Like what we call scones, what would you call those?
Okay, so scones are kind of like a biscuit.
Like a biscuit, a southern biscuit.
A southern biscuit, a little bit like that. And they're the same shape, but they're usually like a little bit harder. Maybe it's just my mum's, I don't know. It's fine, she won't listen to this.
She'll notice, she'll give you that look.
But
do you have scones? You know how we're always like, oh, scones
so
with clotted
scones,
cream.
That's one of those things, it's like a triangle here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's wrong. Like, never, ever, ever.
Don't listen to her. They're fine.
Round. And then, yeah, you have to put clotted cream. There's a huge debate over whether or not you should put the cream first or the jam first. I don't really.
I do jam first, then the cream.
I would do it the other way, but I don't know if
you?
I'm right. Mm.
Because the jam is more dense sometimes. Mm. I mean, real clotted cream is very dense. It's like butter, basically, in a sense.
I've found recipes where you can make it. I just haven't done it yet. Maybe
it's hard to find. You need to find something that's not been ultra-pasteurized. That's why I've looked it up, so you can strain the cream a couple of times.
Oh.
So you'd have to, like, get it from, like, raw cream, maybe from a local farm kind of thing. But anyway, I have tried to find in a carton in the store something that's not ultra-pasteurized, and I don't think it exists with the FDA laws.
I'm going to check in my group and see whether or not
group
has ever made it, because I'm pretty sure I've seen posts where people have tried it in their crock pot.
But if they're in England, like, do you, maybe just not all the creams are ultra-pasteurized over there, you know, where they basically are here.
No, but these are English people in America.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. I went to a farmer's market that has it. And it's just kind of pricey because it's imported, kind of. It's like $5 for a little,
actual clotted cream already made.
I don't know if it's like 5 ounces for that jar, 6. I mean, it's a very small jar considering. And I'll get that when I go there because it's just like, well, I enjoy that a lot. But so we have biscuits versus cookies, all this stuff. So that you're only allowed to dip hard stuff. You can't dip a cake. Like, I have to use a fork to dip the cake because it's going to fall apart. And the fork, lets the...
All right, I'm checking my group, and they are talking about it needing to be raw cream.
Yeah, there we go.
You don't need the group.
I've got my own mind. I've got my own Google search.
What's that? You'll be leading the pack. Throw me to the wolves.
We'll see. I don't know about that one.
Okay, 2 pints of not ultra pasteurized. Okay, in the slow cooker. All right, okay, fine.
Slow cooker? I thought we were just straining it, but.
Slow cooker is a crock pot.
I meant you don't have it on heat?
Yeah, in the crock pot.
That's what I say. I thought it was just straining, but I could be wrong. No,
you have to heat it up, I think.
Huh. So, for our homework for next podcast episode, would be did we make clotted cream and did it turn out? I think I'm going to try that. We should do like a blind taste test. I'll have the one that I buy from like the farmer's market that's overpriced and then the one we make from raw cream.
Yes.
And see who survives.
Yes. We'll have to make scones. Now, do you put raisins in your scones? Sometimes we put raisins in scones.
Of course it would be different. No, I like
not
orange.
Not every time though.
Yeah, I just don't like raisins much, but.
Oh yeah, orange scones would be good.
Yeah, I haven't made orange scones, so I might have to do my little triangle wedge scones, and you could do your biscuit-like scones, and we'll just enjoy each other's differences.
Yeah.
This is why they didn't let me into the group. I see. I just a little too.
Yeah, no. There's only one shape of scone. Anything else is not a scone. It's like a Starbucks thing. Yeah, you would get those in England in Starbucks, and everyone's like, "Oh, look at these weird scones."
Well, see, you just roll out a circle. And then you cut the circle. That's why they're wedges like that.
No, we have like a whole.
See, that's for southern biscuits, though. That biscuit cutter is for biscuits and gravy. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could use it. So just for the record, I never really made biscuits and gravy till like I married James. Because, you know, again.
Biscuits and gravy is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And I don't make it very often because I try not to eat that much gluten-y stuff. I'm not like gluten-free, but just not too much because it means I can't sleep. It's very boring.
It's sounding really mundane right now, but those gluten people, they always like to talk about their bodily functions and their, what gluten does and doesn't do for them.
It's sleep. It's nothing. It's nothing bowel related.
Just sleep related. Well, I think we have bored everyone
out. I know. This one was quite boring, wasn't it?
We hope you could maybe be adventurous with us, and maybe we could do some clotted cream recipes this week.
Yeah, I feel like you do a lot more cooking and baking and experimenting in the kitchen than I do. I don't do that much. But anyway, we need to go eat our pavlova.
That sounds good. I will try that for the first time. Thank you for joining us again.
All right, bye-bye.